the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of Easter. And for this homily, let me start with a little story about two little brothers and their family heirloom plate on the shelf overlooking the living room in their house. This plate, these two little brothers had often been told, were given by their great-grandmother to their grandmother and then passed on to their mother on her wedding day. It was an invaluable family heirloom. One afternoon, these brothers had a pillow fight. Suddenly, the plate came crashing in the ground. The silence that followed was so loud as the crash. Both brothers were all scurrying for shelter, awaiting the horror when their parents would come home. Now, do you recognize this kind of high voltage situation in your own life experience? The gospel today recalls one such situation. For 3 years, Jesus had been teaching and training his disciples. But when the final crunch came, they had behaved shamefully. Judas betrayed him. Peter denied him. They all ran away. Remember how Jesus called them to leave everything and follow him? The exact opposite happened. They had left all and run away from him. Like the little brothers, they went hiding in the upper room with bolted doors. Imagine the tension when the risen Lord appeared in their midst. Would he scold them? Would he fire some of them and seek replacements? They would have been very tense as they waited for a sign of how Jesus took it all, their betrayal, their denial, their running away. But to the disciples' surprise and relief, they heard Jesus said, "Shalom. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I also send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. When you forgive the sins, they are forgiven. When you hold them back, they are held back." It was totally unexpected that Jesus expressed peace and love and confidence in them in spite of their failure and cowardice. Instead of firing them, he promoted them and sent them in mission as his envoys. Now, as never before, they knew that they were loved. For to be loved after failure is to be loved for yourself and for who you are. And the disciples knew that they had failed, but they were forgiven. They were loved for themselves, for who they were. So they could go out full of confidence, not in their sinful selves, but in the Lord who sent them. "As the Father has sent me, so I also send you." But Jesus knew that it would not be easy for the disciples to continue the mission with so much hurt in their hearts. He was aware that to err is human, but to forgive is divine. So he gave them his Spirit to empower them for their task. When you forgive sins, they are forgiven. When you hold them back, they are held back. Put in simple and concrete terms, Jesus was saying to them, "I know that by your own power you cannot go on working together and you cannot fulfill the mission that I am giving you. There is too much pain and hurt among you. To forgive that hurt, which you cannot do of your own power, I give you my spirit to empower you to forgive as I forgive. Take that power and use it, and you will set yourselves free. Refuse to take it and use it, and you continue in your self-imprisonment, your sin. So this is the gospel message that I would like us to mark seriously. Forgiveness. Forgive one another. We are called to be a people of forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the most common difficulties and most constant challenges of ours. We know that brothers and sisters in the same family, parents and children have fights. Sometimes they go on for years and they can't forgive each other. Spouses sometimes hurt one another and find it very hard to really forgive. Friends disappear out of our lives because of a word said, and co-workers hurt us, and we find it very hard to forgive. But if we don't forgive, we retain the sins of another person, then there is no reconciliation. So the burden remains. On that first Easter Sunday, the disciples had met behind a locked door for fear. In Aramaic, the first language of Jesus and the disciples, the word for locked and the word for retain are the same. To retain someone's sins is to lock the door of our heart against them and not to do the work of forgiveness. But there is also another reason for us to do the work of forgiveness. It is part of our mission. Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. I am sending you on a mission to announce the gospel of forgiveness, and not only to talk about it, but to make forgiveness a part of your everyday life. It is through forgiveness that the Holy Spirit cleanses, makes new, restores relationships, and gives us the peace that only Jesus can give. In other words, Jesus is passing on to us the ministry of sharing forgiveness, to deal with others with grace and mercy, even though it is hard work, especially if we feel we are the people who have been wrong. But this is what happens when there is forgiveness. And this is a story told by Ernest Hemingway about a father and his teenage son who had a relationship that had become strained to the point of breaking. The son ran away finally from home. His father, however, began a journey in search of his rebellious son. Finally, in Madrid, in a last desperate effort to find him, his father put an ad in the newspaper. And the ad said, "Dear Paco, meet me in front of the newspaper office at noon. All is forgiven. I love you, your father." The next day at noon, in front of the newspaper office, 800 Pacos showed up. Continue to forgive and continue to be surprised. Let this also be our prayer and our hope.